Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Our tourism industry figures believe guest houses and hotels may not renew state deals to accommodate refugees in order to gear up for the tourism season. And to discuss this, I'm joined on the line by Owen O'Mara Walsh, Chief Executive of the Irish Tourism Industry Council. Good morning to you, Owen. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Claire.
So what's your sense? So the hotels and guest house owners, they're having to make decisions now, are they?
That's right. I mean, the latest data we have from the Department of Children is that about 28% of all tourism beds in regional Ireland are occupied by refugees from Ukraine or asylum seekers. And that's fine, you know, in the kind of quiet winter months. But as we come across the tourism season, which kind of kicks off really from St. Patrick's Day onwards, there's going to be a major problem because those tourism providers, those hotels and guest houses and B&Bs will understandably want to get back into the tourism game. And a lot of the contracts that they will have signed with the government will be expiring. And they'll have to come to a decision as to, are they going to remain providing refuge for Ukrainian refugees and asylum seekers, or are they going to get back into the tourism game? And my instinct is a lot of them will want to do the latter, because that's their bread and butter. That's their natural business.
And what happens then? You know, if 28% of these, of all hotel beds and guest house beds are occupied by refugees, and if a sizable proportion of them exit that business, where will those refugees go?
Exactly. And that's the key point. And we've been saying to the government for quite some time that they need to come up with a comprehensive plan as to how refugees and asylum seekers are to be accommodated. And the tourism and hospitality sector, of course, will do its bit. But ultimately, you know, we can only do so much, and we shouldn't be the primary provider of accommodation. So we've been urging the government for quite some time now to really come up with a comprehensive plan that really lasts about a two-year period. Because the other thing to keep in mind is that this crisis isn't a 2-3 month crisis. It's a 2-3 year crisis. Even if the war in Ukraine magically ended tomorrow, a lot of these poor refugees don't have any homes to go back to. So we're going to be in this situation for an extended period of time, and the government can't be over-reliant on the tourism accommodation stock, because that's going to lead to an awful lot of economic problems, particularly in regional Ireland.
I suppose for the hoteliers, though, the plus of this deal was that there was a guaranteed income after a fairly difficult few years. But we've heard anecdotally that some hotels say they're not being paid by the state on time for accommodating refugees. Are you hearing that too?
Yeah, I am. I don't have anything scientific on it, but I'm hearing a lot of anecdotal stuff that it's kind of an unsatisfactory arrangement. And ultimately, hotels and guest houses and B&Bs are for short-term lets. They're not the right place for refugees. You know, a family who are fleeing a war-torn situation shouldn't be holed up in a hotel room or in a B&B month after month after month. So it's better for refugees if there's alternative accommodation, but also for hotels. They want to get back into the regular bread and butter tourism game. And as you say, it suited many hoteliers over the winter months because, you know, they wouldn't have a full occupancy and so on. But as you hit into the summer months, they'll want to reopen that bed stock to tourists. But if that bed stock is occupied by refugees and asylum seekers, a lot of tourism towns around the country won't have the tourism beds, and therefore there'll be no tourism activity. And the hotels might be okay because they still get a rate from the government, but the downstream tourism businesses, the restaurants, the pubs, the tourist attractions, the coach companies, they're the ones that will really suffer. So it's a really important issue, and I think it's really incumbent on government to really take we've argued that they should take a Department of Taoiseach-led approach to this, for the welfare of both the refugees and to ensure that the tourism economy is robust and vibrant this summer.
And are you aware whether the government is taking soundings from hoteliers now on what they're likely to do, what decision they're going to make?
I think they are. I mean, one of the problems, I think, from the outset is that this is being managed by the Department of Children, who, understandably, their first, decision is to simply find a bed and find a safe refuge for people who need accommodation. We've said that it really should be led by the Department of Taoiseach, because this is too important societally but also economically to just be managed by the Department of Children. And you know, a bit like you said at the outset, you know, if we have a situation where hotels and guest houses, understandably, at the end of their contract with the government, don't renew that contract and get back into the tourism game, which is perfectly within their right, and they want to trade again as a normal business. If that situation materialises, there's going to be lots of refugees and asylum seekers without accommodation. And government really have got to fast-track the modular housing, the vacant buildings, the unused dwellings, the state institutions, the unused Garda buildings, You know, all these other forms of accommodation need to be explored urgently.
It's a bit of a gamble here, though, for hoteliers who have that guaranteed income now from the state. Are you seeing that the business is going to be there on the tourism front from St. Patrick's Day on?
Well, we hope it will. I mean, certainly 2022 was better year than we had anticipated, and we hope the momentum can continue. And certainly from some of our key source markets, the likes of America, there's very good soundings and there's very good transatlantic access. So we do hope that there is a vibrant tourism industry next year, but there won't be if we don't have the bed stock around the country. And as I say, you know, there's big swathes of the Wild Atlantic Way, for example, where there's not a lot of other economic activity but for tourism. So if there's a problem with the tourism bed stock, and therefore there's a lack of tourism activity, there's going to be a real detrimental knock-on economic impact in lots of tourism towns up and down the country.
Yeah, pressure coming from all sides. Eoin Amara Walsh, Chief Executive of the Irish Tourism Industry Council, thank you for joining us today. And coming up next, Adam Maguire will be here telling us about something called invasive advertising.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.